Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about making incredible focaccia. And not just any focaccia, folks. We're talking the Instagram-worthy, ultra-bubbly kind.
Sounds delicious. I'm already hungry, but isn't focaccia notoriously time-consuming?
That's where this recipe shines. It's a hands-off, days-in-advance method. Minimal prep, mostly waiting. Mix, let it sit, bake. That's the gist.
Okay, color me intrigued. Grams only, though, right? I heard a hint of strictness there.
Absolutely. Precision is key for perfect focaccia. 825 grams bread flour, 150 grams whole wheat. Get that scale out.
830 grams of warm water, 7 grams of yeast. Got it. Sourdough option 2, with 150 grams of starter. This is detailed.
Details matter. 10 minutes of mixing with the dough hook, then salt, then more mixing, then olive oil, more mixing. It's a workout for your mixer.
And then the slapping and folding. Sounds therapeutic. 2 minutes of that, right?
Exactly. Gets the dough smooth and less sticky. Then into a container, fridge for 48 to 72 hours. Patience is a virtue.
72 hours? That's a long nap for dough.
But oh so worth it. The flavor and bubbles develop beautifully. Then, out of the fridge, onto an oiled baking sheet, gentle stretching, more waiting.
I see, interesting. So we're really maximizing flavor development here. Then the toppings, he mentions za'atar and flaky salt. I love za'atar. What about baking time?
Hot oven, 500 to 550 degrees Fahrenheit for 20 to 25 minutes. Aim for a little char. It adds depth. Cool on a wire rack. Crucial step.
And then the sandwich. Fried prosciutto, pesto mayo. Are you kidding me? This is next level.
Seasoned tomatoes, people. Don't forget that crucial step. And that truffle mozzarella? Chef's kiss.
He really goes all out. The final sandwich looks incredible. Juicy, loosey, and goosey, he said. I'm sold.
Agreed. It's a focaccia masterpiece. B-roll beautiful, just like the bread itself. This recipe is special. Extra care, sourdough option, it's a winner.
Definitely adding this to my baking list. Thanks for breaking it down.
Our pleasure. And that's all for today, folks. Until next time, happy baking.
Goodbye.